Steve, happy Monday.
Yeah, you as well.
Yep, exciting times, man. I'm super excited being here in the Midwest, and we're almost at November 1st. The first couple, 2, 3 weeks of November are always really exciting times to be in the Whitetail Woods, so I'm like chomping at the bit, man.
We're obviously on the opposite end of it. Seasons are wrapping up here.
Yeah, well, it sucks to be you. No. You're still getting out a little bit, aren't you? Like for the last day or two, what? It's a rifle season that's left?
Yeah, I'll sneak out. I think Tuesday, Wednesday for deer, and then yeah, we got, if I don't kill something with a rifle, then we got late archery here. So that's
Yeah.
always fun. Get a, you know, it's a migration hunt, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, cool. Before we get into the topic this episode, we talked a little bit last time about that goat hunt, and one of the things you mentioned was the stove and running that within the Seek Outside shelter. And you kind of mentioned, hey, if anybody has recommendations on how to keep the stove going, that'd be great. And we actually got an email from Josh Skinner, and he had this to say, and it makes sense to me. I have zero experience with the stoves, but I just wanted to throw this out there as a follow-up. So this is what Josh had to say. The trick I found is taking a folding saw, finding the largest diameter round, not split wood that will fit through the stove door, and stockpile that wood. He said he was able to keep their stove going for 2 hours by using these large pieces. So he put them in just on a bed of coals and let them just barely start to ignite. And then he said he would damper and choke the fire down and let the log smolder. So the fire wasn't as intense, but it was hot enough, to keep the edge off in the shelter. And since it wasn't burning full out, those bits of wood cut like that got a pretty good burn. So he was saying if you did that, and if you had a couple guys maybe take turns just a couple times through the night, you might be able to keep that stove going a bit. So I thought that was a good tip.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems like you need just a somebody else emailed me as well and talked about, like, he actually ended up building a custom stove that, kind of built the biggest door you could possibly get on there. And the same thing, get a big round in there and let that thing just smolder and burn for as long as possible. And it makes sense too, because it's also like I mentioned, when it was like very extreme, it was either so stinking hot in there you wanted to be in your t-shirt. Or, it would die out 25 minutes later, 20 minutes later, and then it'd be, back to 5 degrees again. So, just kind of having that steady heat, at least you could put on, in a sweater or something like that and have it be consistent.
Yeah, so go low and slow, just like good barbecue,
Yeah.
right? And then also, just to follow up on last week, we released that survey just to get feedback on some ideas we had and to get customer input on 2019 products for Exo Mountain Gear. You guys have definitely responded well to that, which we really appreciate. We're going to leave that open for a bit more, not super long, but if you guys didn't hear about that or want to jump in on that or learn more about that, just send us an email to podcast@exomountaingear.com and we can get you all the info you need on that. Wanted to talk about a topic in this Monday minute that's timely. It was a question we got from a listener, Joe, a while back, and he had this to say. I went on my first solo backpack hunt this past September. I enjoyed it and being able to wake up right near where you were hunting. He said he's planning another November backpack hunt, which will also be solo. So his question is, what do you do in the evening after you've eaten your meal, organized your gear for the next day, especially in a November hunt when it gets dark early and then you have all this time when you can't be hunting but you're not quite ready to go to sleep yet? I think we talked a little bit about this, Steve, in the solo hunting episode we did somewhat recent with Josh Kirchner. But what do you do in that situation, especially again later season? It's getting dark early. Time's getting ready to change, what, next weekend at this point? So how do you pass the time?
Extra dose of Tylenol PM.
And just try and hit it as early as you can.
No, for sure. I've definitely been in that scenario a lot. I mean, it's like it gets dark here, November. If I do a backpack during our deer hunt, I think it's 5 PM, 5:15. It's pretty well dark. So yeah, you set up camp, eat. I mean, you like worst case, best case scenario, it's like 6:30 and you're kind of like, okay, now what do I do? I'm normally at home, I go to bed at like 10, 10:30. So there's a good solid 4 hours there of just sitting around. I think, I oddly enough, on my, I did a solo deer hunt earlier this year, and I had downloaded some movies to my phone for my daughter to watch. So I watched a couple cartoons. I can't remember. I think it was Lion King or something like that.
Awesome.
I watched that. Watch that on my phone. Obviously, you're eating up phone battery, so if it's an extended hunt, you don't want to do that. But yeah, I guess find some guys I know, like Lenny and Tyler, both love playing cribbage, and they have little cribbage apps on their phone, so they can sit there for an hour or two and play some games. You know, obviously, I'm not a big like book reader, but I know guys who will pack a book in there and read it. Definitely have to find some things to occupy your time, because you're just, you know, gonna sit there and. And that's, you know, that's a great enemy of yourself, right? Is if you have too much time to think about stuff at home and things like that, you might have a tendency to pack up the next day and go home instead of sticking the hunt out longer. So find something that you enjoy doing, but it's not an easy part, that's for sure. So
yeah,
hopefully late season, you know, God, I remember I've done a couple backpack hunts with Cody from Born and Raised on Blacktail. And same situation, gets dark super early. And, man, we just packed like a little bottle of Fireball in there or something like that and sat around the campfire for 4 hours every night and just, you know, just BS'd, because it's just a lot of extra time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely easier if you got a buddy with you, right? And then solo's extra tough. Yeah, it'll be the same way for me. I'm doing a backpack rifle deer hunt. It's going to be after the time change. Yeah, it'll be 5 o'clock. It'll be dark. As you said, I mean, Tylenol PM is good to try and get to bed early. For me, I am a reader, so either packing in something, an actual physical book, or obviously you can run, like the Kindle app on a phone or pretty much any device. So yeah, I mean, you could always pack in little headphones and do a podcast. You know, not this one, but just something to pass the time, anything. Learn something while you're out there is always good. So yeah, it's tough when you're solo, but I'm glad you mentioned the point, Steve, about finding a solution, because it is at those points, especially on a solo hunt, if you're not, you know, staying in it mentally, or you kind of have all this downtime, that's when you start to, you know, talk yourself out of it essentially, or start to question, especially if the hunting's not great, right? Like, why am I out here? So yeah, it's a good, definitely, to figure out something to pass the time, a game, podcast, book, whatever. A buddy in whiskey always works if you got a buddy in whiskey too. All right. This week, on the full podcast, we're releasing, part two, a separate conversation we released with the guys from Snowy Mountain Rifles. So if you guys go back, we had talked previously with them about topics specifically on building a custom rifle versus accurizing a factory rifle and related topics. We had really good questions from you guys from that episode, so we wanted to get back, do a follow-up part two with them, answer some of your listener questions directly. So we get into all that and a whole bunch more this week on the podcast. As always, yeah, any other suggestions for topics, whether that's a Monday Minute or a full episode, definitely send us an email at any time to podcast@exomountaingear.com.